scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
What do you kind of look for when you're just watching these guys, either they're, you know, during drills or just an event like today? What do you kind of watch for?
Yeah, it's obviously, you know, there's two practices in a scrimmage, and you know, it's hard to you don't want to really put a ton of, there's a lot going on, I guess, is my point. And I look more at the approach. You know, do they come ready to work? Do they come with an open mind? Are they teachable? Are they asking the right questions? That type of stuff is more important to me than, you know, the on-ice product. Because there's also, some guys have been here four times, five times. Sometimes, some guys obviously just got drafted. It's their first one. So everybody's at different points in their development. So for me, it's more, you know, are they approaching it the right way?
Do you look more at, study more at the guys who it could be on your team here in the fall, whether that's Musty or Turner Shaw or those type of players, I think?
Yeah, I mean, it's good to see them in the summer, you know. It's good to kind of see them in the gym and catch up with them, and then, you know, see what they can do. And I thought the scrimmage was good today. More just to kind of get a look at them. It's not overly evaluation-based, I would say.
What are your thoughts on pole camp today? Is guys, you know, eager to go back to college for one more year, then potentially turn pro in the spring? Just thoughts on him this week and today?
Yeah, he was good. I thought he was good in the practices. Working on some different things, and obviously today he had the hat trick, and thought he was controlled the play when he was on the ice. He was good.
Is he a guy, I really can't take too much away from Dev Camp, but a guy that does feel like he's on the cusp of being ready for pro?
He showed some tools. I thought he was good. I thought, you know, as far as where he's at, like I said, it's a short sample size, and he did a lot of good things.
Michael Mesa said that, but something that he is, feedback he's gotten from coaches is that he's always got to be keep moving his feet, always be scanning. You talk about sort of that coachability. Is that mm-hmm. something that example of Michael showing that?
Yeah. I think he, you know, like I said, it was two practices, so we touched on a couple, you know, and I think that would be an accurate description. We touched on a couple of things, you know. We didn't dive too deep. That's more of a training camp type of thing, but yeah, he showed a willingness. He was engaged in the meetings, and I thought he kind of showed a willingness to adjust on the ice, and thought he looked good.
What do you think of maybe some of the other guys that aren't getting as much of the love, especially on like the Joey Muldownies of the world? Mm-hmm. I mean, he had a good shot there too. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of the guys are flying under the radar. What do you think of just their week and their skating hard, and some of their intangibles of you?
Yeah, Joey in particular, like he finds a way to score goals. You know, like the other one today, and even in the drills, I thought he was good. Some of the guys that just got drafted, I thought looked good. There wasn't really anybody that I didn't think really looked good. I thought everybody was, you know, had the right mindset and came in and did their thing.
Kind of surprised you though with how good they were? Maybe that you weren't, you know, you expect everybody to be good, but yeah, they did something else. Oh, that's, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah. I mean, as far as who stood out for me, all the names, I'm sure you guys noticed as well. Dickinson, Mesa, Musty, Chernyshev, you know, all those guys, exciting to, you know, that they're a part of our organization. I thought Nathan Lewis did a lot of good things. Big kid, big body, scored a goal today. Thought he was good.
If you remember what Sam was like last year at his first dev camp, but this year, what differences do you see between him now and then?
Yeah, a little more confident. Obviously, he's been here before, knows how it works, you know, so I think there's a little bit of familiarity with what we're doing. And I thought he took a step.
What do you think about Simon Wang this week?
Oh yeah, good. I should have mentioned his name as well. Skates really well, like kind of naturally a good skater, and did some good things.
What do you see out of Cole McKinney?
Cole McKinney was deceptive, smooth with the puck on a stick. Showed a lot of potential.
What did you think of Musty compared to what you saw at the end of the year?
Yeah, I thought he was good. I thought he made some plays in small areas. Particularly the day we did some honey hole shooting, you know, offensive wall work was good. Uses his frame pretty well.
Anybody emerge as sort of the captain or captains of sort of the development camp? Just the leaders, you know. Did anybody emerge as that?
Not anyone in particular. To me, I think it was most of the guys that have been here before and know the process. I think they kind of emerged, I would say.
For a guy like Quinton, this is, I think, his third one. I mean, just like in the scrimmage today, it looked like there was a little bit more kind of detail to his game. He's kind of always covering the D if they jumped up, especially 4-on-4, 3-on-3.
Mm-hmm.
And a player like that who was with you at the end of the season, do you like to see him kind of maybe working on some of the little things, if you will, as well as, you know, obviously doing all the drills, but in this situation for him?
Yeah, that's something we want all younger players to work on, right, like tracking and making sure we're playing on the right side of things. And, yeah, I think he's shown improvement.
Do you think, like, he almost emphasized that a little bit more, just trying to make sure he was more cerebral, if you will, scanning is kind of, I guess, the metric you're looking for?
Yeah. Like young players, that's probably the biggest difference, making the jump from junior or college is obviously things happen faster. You got to get your information a little quicker, and he's shown some progress there.
Matt Davis is a guy you got to know him a little bit towards the end of last season. It looks like he's going to be a pretty big role for you guys this year.
Yeah.
His thoughts on him and, you know, what you might expect out of him this season, I guess.
Yeah, he looked good. I thought he looked good in the scrimmage and in practice. He's hard to, you know, doesn't give up on a play, you know, which I like. As far as expectations, expect him to come into camp, compete, you know, and I think that's probably, if you ask him, I mean, I bet you that's what he would say too.
It's kind of going to be a different looking team this year, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you got, some, you know, the Sharks just signed in some veteran type guys. What do you expect sort of this team to sort of look like, you know, this next year, I guess?
Yeah, we want to be, you know, as in years past, we want to be a complete team. We want to play a 200-foot game, play the right way. You know, we want to win games. We want to develop the young kids. I think that's done best through winning. So, taking good care of the puck, playing that pro-style game, and showing the young kids kind of how they need to play to have success.
Is the direction of this Barracuda team maybe, though, a little bit younger this year, especially with, you know, Chernyshov and Musty probably, joining you guys? That's sort of the kind of the direction.
Yeah, we'll see what happens at camp, you know. Everything's kind of open right now, I think. And then, you know, once things shake out from there, we'll see where we're at.
Nice for you personally just to get the extension out of the way early and have that done.
Yes. No, I'm excited to be back. I love working here. Love being a part of the organization. I'm excited to keep working.
You mentioned there's not, you know, a ton of abundant time to do a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How much is this camp just about getting the guys around each other compared to what you can do on the ice?
Yeah, I think it's to kind of expose them to different things. And part of that is being together as a group. Part of it's exposing them to, you know, basically surface level things that we teach in our organization. And then having them see the facility and meet all the staff and get a little familiarity with us as well.
How do you define, you know, what you want to get accomplished over, you know, such a quick time frame, and then, you know, evaluate what you saw against that?
Yeah, and I think that's important. I think it's important not to throw too much at them, just because, you know, some the age, the experience level, you know, you don't want to over detail them. You want to kind of give them a understanding of a couple of things that we want to do as an organization. And I thought for the most part, guys, you know, took it in stride and applied it.
Your initial impression of Misa, does he appear pro ready?
He looks good. He obviously can make plays. I think, like you said, keep his feet moving. But, you know, I think he can slow the play down, too. Like, he's kind of one of those unique players that, you know, can control the puck, you know, while he's on the ice. And that's what I saw from him, and I thought he looked really good.
With training camp about, like, 2.5 months away, what's kind of your advice to these players who are, you know, for the next 2 months?
Yeah, get in the gym and, you know, get on the ice. Keep working on your game. Keep, you know, being the number one thing for me is, you know, don't let not being in shape be the reason, right? Just, it's a box that you need to check. You need to come in the best shape of your life. The NHL is a really hard league to make, and don't make that the reason that you're not considered for a spot. And, you know, I think most guys will.
What's the rookie face-off type thing? Is that you're going to be involved in that again this year?
Yeah.
Where is that again?
It's in Anaheim.
Anaheim this year.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's in Anaheim. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Do you have any? Do you have any kind of talk to these guys before they leave for the summer about what you might expect to see from them when they come back here in a couple of months?
Yeah, the development staff will kind of do the debriefs
and
just let them know, you know, what to expect when they come back. Obviously, rookie camp and main camp are a different feel. This is truly is development, right? Not overly evaluation stuff, but when they come back, it's, you know, it's a tryout, so you got to be ready to go.